that he, unless he can play long sets, he does not prefer to play. Now, the contradiction there for him being is that he's got a shoulder, some kind of shoulder injury that prevents him from playing from long sets. So I'm not sure what the deal is. And I've already seen on the Frank Marino groups that people are going to be flying in just to see him. So is it going to be a 45-minute set? Is it going to be an hour set? I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I know we have the Italian Days here in Vancouver, and it would never have a headline performer such as Frank Marino in it. It's nowhere near that big. But, yeah, that would be interesting to see. Maybe it'd just be a low-key thing. Who knows? I have to check it out and do some research. And then, possibly fly out. Because I know Montreal's going to be pretty hot in August. And I've never been to the Jazz Festival either there. So that's also a thing I'm contemplating doing. Anyway, let's change gears a little bit. Yeah, why not? Why not? A song that I used to do in my band, yonks ago. And, it was originally done. Who did it originally? I can't remember. But anyway, this is Brian Ferry from the album The Bride Strip Bear from 1976. And of course, it was Otis Redding who did it originally. This is a song called The Heart So Strong My Love Is.
If I was a songbird way up there, I'd go with love most everywhere. I'd be the moon when the sun goes down, just to let you know that I'm still around. Drowning in my tears, and you could go swimming when you were here. And I'd be the rainbow after the tears have gone, wrap you in my covers and keep you warm. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. Strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. Any kind of love
are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, at 90.1 FM. Classic Deep Purple Mark III. Yeah, from Stormbringer, which is controversially their least popular album, but I love it. I mean, it's not Machine Head. And Come Taste the Band was another album that of those I kind of got into when I was still in high school. You Can't Do It Right. Oh, featuring, of course, the great vocals of David Coverdale and Glenn Hughes. I hope you're enjoying the show. We just about wrapped it up. We've got about another 10 minutes to go. And, we've been getting into all kinds of stuff today. And sometimes I'll feature albums, selected tracks from albums. Sometimes I just like to kind of just roll with whatever I've got on my... on my hard drives, and that's how we've gone today. So we're scattered musically speaking. You're Deep Purple there. You heard Magazine from Secondhand Daylight from 1979, and a track called The Thin Air, which I think is one of the greatest rock sax solos ever. And mentioning that, of course, Richard Perry passed away. He was the sax player on Dark Side of the Moon, on Us and Them and Money. a sad loss, but I think he was 79 or something like that. So he was up there. He was up there. We had Dominic Triano from Toronto on his album Tricky from 1973, and All You Need Is Music, or All I Need Is Music, and Brian Ferry in there from The Bride Strip Bear from 1976 on That's How Strong My Love Is. Hope you enjoyed that one. Originally done by Otis Redding and done by the Rolling Stones as well, if I remember rightly. Anyway, we're going to wrap up with a band that's coming to town to the Commodore August the 4th. That is The Fix. And I've never seen them live. I've got my ticket already and I'm looking forward to it already. And Commodore's not my favourite venue because you can't sit down and watch. You have to stand up and kind of, you know, get pain. So I often take a few painkillers with me when I go to that place. Anyway, this is The Fix, Shutter Room. We'll say adios and goodbye. I hate it when my voice goes. We'll say good night and goodbye and good afternoon and good morning, wherever you are and where you're listening. And so we'll be back probably next Friday. I think so. I don't see why not. You never know, though. Anyway, this is The Fix and the title track from their 1982 album, The Shuttered Room. We're going to wrap up with a few other things, but we'll say adios, sayonara, hasta pronto, and we'll see you later. If I got to queue up these songs correctly, I got to make sure I do that, because it doesn't work otherwise. All right, that's enough for me. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then,